Stories with Haunting Gurus.
It's the proprietor of Hellmouth Haunted House 5. It begins. The host of Halloween Hellmouth on YouTube and, I don't know, he owns the domain of HalloweenHellmouth.com. It's Troy France, just like the country. Hey, Troy, what's up?
How's it going, Chris?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Not much. Finally.
Not much.
Finally.
I have you on Hauntcast. This isn't much. You're an asshole.
It's a bit much. And, you know, just like you've asked me to, I've lowered my expectations, so.
Nowhere to go but up. Nowhere to go but up. I did. I totally lowered your expectations. As I told you, I said I've been slammed this last couple of weeks. I had no preparation. I have no idea. I have no bullet point questions to ask. This is a no holds barred MMA style interview at its worst. Anyway.
So I need to warn you, I have squirrels.
Okay. Is that like a some kind of a sexual thing that you're into, or I don't know, what is that?
No, that would be we're having a conversation, and then oh my gosh, look at that shiny penny! Oh, what was I saying? Yeah, exactly.
All right, brother. How long you been in the haunt game?
You know, back in 2007. Actually, it started before that. How much time do we have?
As long as this is interesting and engaging, you have as much time as you want. So you got about 30 seconds.
Alrighty. The year was 2006. Troy gets his first house, moving out of his apartment. First Halloween, about 20 trick-or-treaters. It was cool. I threw up a few props in the yard because now I had a house. Now I could do something. And it was fun.
So what props did you put out? What did you have?
Cheesy store-bought stuff. Not to say that, you know, if somebody just puts out store-bought stuff, that's absolutely fine. And my motto is, if you're going to, you know, you don't have to haunt big, just haunt. Do something. And that's what I did.
Look, I look back and I laugh at this shit I used to put out. Except when I first started doing this, there was, like, nothing in the store that you could actually really buy to put out there. So now it's just, you know, you get your assortment. So even the store-bought shit is not even that bad. But you know, I know how we become snobs. We all become these haunt snobs. We're like, oh yeah, you and your inflatable. Though I have completely changed my direction on that. I don't give a shit if a person puts out a pumpkin and an inflatable or whatever. The fact that they do anything for Halloween, they get a thumbs up. That's where I fall now. You know,
we're keeping this PC with the inflatables, right? I wasn't sure if you wanted to tell them or not. I would never do it,
and I would never have anybody on my. Oh, this is hilarious. I guess you know I'm going to talk about this because this is kind of funny. So a couple of years ago, I received an email from a person I'm not going to mention, and they said, "What would it take to get my haunt featured on Hauntcast?" So I emailed back. Can you send me a link to any pictures or video so I can take a look? If I'm interested, you know, I'll hit you up back, you know? So, I think like a week or so goes by and I finally get this email back from this person with their haunt. And I click on it, goes to their website, and it was like fucking inflatable, like city. It was like, I thought it was a store selling inflatables. There was so many inflatables there in the, what kind of a conversation am I going to have with this person? Like, okay, so, hey, by the way, those are some amazing inflatables. So where's the best price to get on inflatables? Did you get that from Walmart or BJ's or, you know, where'd you get those inflatable things? I mean, tell me, you know, did you use a coupon? I mean, so
how do you tie them down when the wind blows?
Do you blow those up by your mouth or do you actually use a foot pump? What are you using?
Well, that's why we have two cats and one dog, for the large inflatable and the small one.
Do you blow them yourself? So backtracking on
2006, year I started doing something at the house.
All right.
So let's see. I wanted more. after that first year, I wanted more, you know, a couple of, and just like you said, you know, a couple styrofoam tombstones blowing around the yard, a little bit of creepy cloth, light in the window, you know, your basic stuff, trick-or-treaters. And the next year, I had this beat-up old camping trailer, very small. And as kids went by, I took this huge wood block and I slammed it on the floor of this trailer and I shook this trailer as people went by and it scared the crap out of people. And I'm like, you know something? That was hella fun. So I almost sound like Forrest Gump there, didn't I? I'll tell you what, that was hella fun. Mom always said that I should scare the shit out of everybody that I can. Anyway, so anywho's what's it's the next year. I collaborated with my, okay, this is where it gets complicated, my ex-late stepson's girlfriend's father. Okay, don't ask me to repeat that. And he had done haunted houses for, like, just, you know, his kids and, like, a Halloween party. Well, he offered to come over, and we split my carport. He did half, I did half. That was the first year I had a haunted house. It was cheesy as hell, but people loved it. I loved it, and it was at that time that I realized that we started making memories not only for the kids and the people going through, but we made memories for the actors and everybody involved, and it was all positive, and it was fun. That was the same year that I started taking just still photos of people getting scared. That was fucking fantastic. The looks and the expressions on people's faces when they get scared, people eat that up. So I went with that. I loved it. I knew what I wanted to do. I got excited about Halloween, made my first prop, which was a bleeding skull fountain. And that is actually listed on Alan's monster list of Halloween projects. Tooting my own horn. Toot.
You got on the Alan's monster list. That's your big claim to fame.
That's where it all started with the public.
You ran around and told all your family and friends. You said, hey,
well, yeah,
I'm a big fucking deal right now. You understand? You know?
At that time, I didn't tell a whole lot of family and friends about it because it just seemed kind of weird telling somebody, yeah, I'm starting to think about Halloween all year round. And
you know why that is?
I'll let you just answer.
Just tell me. Because it is fucking weird.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that's why I don't tell anybody about this stuff.
That's why I
have my little audience, and I talk about it here, and that way I don't have to look like a total freak when I go out to my little network meetings and deal with normal people, and I don't have to say, I always tell them, yeah, I got a couple of the little smaller businesses that I manage, and they usually don't even ask what, but if they do, I'm like, yeah, I got a, you know, a small podcast network, and, you know, and a DJ business, and they usually go, oh, DJ business, what do you do? You know, they gloss right over the podcast thing, which is the best thing possible. I don't have to try to explain what podcast is. No rational person can understand what I'm talking about. They're like, what? Halloween? What are you talking?
But it's only March.
It's June. What are you talking about? Yeah, like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I'm just kidding. I was kidding. I don't know. No, I just wanted to get a reaction out of you, and obviously that was the reaction I was looking for.
Right.
Anyway, so
all right,
we're on to 2003 now, or where were we?
I don't remember where we were. I do remember coming to you with the idea of the prop car. You remember this, right?
What?
The prop car is why I started vlogging on YouTube. I wanted to come up with the best Halloween prop. I mean, here I had made one. I had made a skull fountain, and I was, you know, so excited about that because that was the best prop in the world, right? No. You start looking online, and you start seeing all these awesome people doing all this awesome shit, and it's like, you know something? Screw it. I've got this car. I'm going to hack this car in half. I'm going to, you know, do the taillights, do the reverse lights, do the brake lights, and get everything synchronized and have fog out of the exhaust and put it on a track and have this thing come at people. And for the most part, I did it.
So because of this prop you were trying to make, which was a car that was a prop.
Yes.
Henceforth the name of the prop car. And, yeah.
Very good.
And you decided that you had to shoot video of the process of you building the car. Is that right?
Right. Okay. Right.
Wow, I am wicked smart.
Yeah.
I'm a genius, just like Johnny Thunder says.
A genius.
So, okay, so then what happened? So you start shooting video every day, and then you just never stopped.
It honestly, it was kind of like Forrest Gump. I originally started, photographing or videoing the car and the building process. And the vlog started out with, I posted one in one day. I let 3 days go by, post another one, let 2 days go by. And before I knew it, just like Forrest Gump, I ran so far that, I figured that I might as well just keep on running. And so I just kept on vlogging. And, it's a little bit more different now because, things have changed in my life over the last year. I'm not sure if you've heard.
So what, you have AIDS? Is that what the big change in your life was?
No. What? I told you not to tell it. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to out you like that. I am so sorry.
I have a beautiful baby boy.
Oh, that, you know what? That's a lot better than AIDS.
It's a lot better. It's more gratifying. But, and he is the little haunter, and, my girlfriend Lori Lee is in my life now, and her and I last year, kicked ass on the haunt. I know I'm kind of jumping forward a little bit, but, last year was the second year that we had opened up the backyard for the haunt, and we had built panels last year instead of pallet walls. We made the whole thing professional. We had egress exits. Because we want to take this to the next stage and, preparing here to go professional is the best way to facilitate doing that. But, I don't know. Life has changed. So I'm, I don't know.
Have you become soft now that you're a dad that you're all like, oh, the baby. All soft and mushy. You are all soft and mushy. All dads. Dads get that way. It's the way it happens.
God, you have no idea. When we went to the West Coast Haunters Convention costume ball, everybody loved him.
Joy, how many rooms do you have in your new haunt? Like how much square footage and all that stuff?
With the front yard and the backyard, we're sitting at probably close to 3,000 square feet. The front haunt last year, we had a 440 square feet basic, I called it a whisper maze, completely dark. You go through and it's just whispers. We did have a sparking fence in there and an actor. At the beginning, we split people up. We asked them what their group was, and then at that point, we instantly split them up, and they both go in separate doors, just because people like to be together in their groups, and separating people, it throws them off. So both groups go down, and then we've got the sparking fence that they can see the other parties of their group through the fence, and that's when the actor pops out, because seeing the other person brings down your guard just a little bit. So then we get them with the person on the chain fence, both sides. They continue through this darkness maze, go through the graveyard, go through to the backyard to where we had basically 2,000 square feet mansion. We had the greeter at the very front with a pretty good facade. We had a foyer. We had the drop panel hallway, the study, a secret passage, the kids' closet. Kids' closet goes to the kids' room to Charlotte's room, who is the main character for the backstory that Dana Martin wrote for us. That goes to the bathroom, living room, dining room, kitchen, basement, solarium, outside area, prop car. Concessions.
Was this a record year for you as far as attendance?
It really was. 880 people we had go through in 3 days' time. It was the first year that we had been open for 3 days, and for a residential haunt, you know, that's you know, it's pretty good. City hasn't given us any problem. We only accept cash donations. We don't charge because we simply can't. And we also do a food drive for Northwest Harvest. Last year, we raised 450 pounds of food for the local food bank. So I think that the city kind of looks the other direction with no complaints from the neighbors. Neighbors are pretty much on board.
A worthy cause is always a way to let people drop the guard a little bit. You got that working for you.
Yes, absolutely. We had touched on it a little while ago. You were talking about, you know, the decorations versus, you know, a not decorated haunt. I will tell you that my forte is the electromechanical side of things as far as decorating or doing anything, you know, with monster mud or latex or masks or, you know, any of that kind of decorating. That's not really my forte. My forte is, you know, getting me into the mechanical workings and the electrical workings of props. That's where I really excel. I mean, by trade, I'm an automotive technician, both AES and ASE certified. So that's what I do for my daily 9-to-5.
What is your premier prop?
Number one, obviously the prop car, just because it was such a big deal and so big. Number two would be the Ouija dresser that I made last year. Two different motion sensors. The Ouija moves up on top and the light turns on. And then on a separate motion sensor, the drawers start opening and closing. So the light turns on, the Ouija or widget, whatever you want to call it, starts moving by itself. And then a couple seconds later, the drawers start opening and closing randomly, which is kind of difficult to do. But the best one by far last 2 years has been the drop panel hallway, simply because the video that I captured that first year, 2011, of the drop panel hallway is up to 1.3 million views on YouTube, because people love to watch people get scared. And the people that are in that video are characters, Chris, like you.
What do you mean I'm a character? So the drop panels really just killed for you.
It did. And even when I go and start to watch that video, I get sucked in. The first guy that's in the video, it was this, like, this macho teenager, you know, wearing a tank top, and he's coming through and he says, "Damn, I look sexy on that cam," and boom, drop panels go down, he hits the floor, and it's just like so funny. He's so macho, and then, oh no, he's a wuss.
It's gonna be Hellmouth 6. Hellmouth 6 what?
I don't know yet. I have not come up and or made that plan yet. It is going to be Hellmouth 6, but I haven't come up with the secondary little part there. I do know that the graveyard is going to be brighter this year. I'm going to light it up. Sat through and watched all of the entrants to the Davis Graveyard Home Haunter Video Awards. We're actually presenting it this year, and I'm filming this Sunday. So going through and looking at all of those, I loved the use of bright lights in the graveyard. My thing before has always been, you know, keep it dark, keep it spooky, highlight just the small stuff that you want. But I love the use of the blues and the greens and the reds and the oranges and sometimes the yellows. It's so vibrant. So I'm going to light up the graveyard this year. I'm going to redesign the haunt in the backyard a little bit. I'm going to get rid of one or two rooms. I'm going to add one or two rooms. Try to take it a little bit more professional. Going to try and scare the shit out of each other and everybody that comes through. And here's the thing. Okay, you're going to love this. I'm smiling right now. I'm sure that you can hear this through the...
I'll tell you if I love it or not. You just tell me what it is, and I'll tell you whether I love it.
All right. So the first year, we had two drop panels that dropped at the same time. So we scared like three people at once because they were staggered. That's the video that we caught for that, and that's the drop panel video. Last year, I unfortunately took one of the drop panels away in the drop panel hallway, but we still had one, and I added air to get you from the top. So the air gets them, and then the drop panel. This year, Chris, are you ready for this?
No, I'm not. But go ahead anyway.
Grin and bear it. Six. We're doing all six pictures. All six are going to be drop panels.
Six pictures? You're not. Did you say six?
I did say six.
Oh, my.
Six pictures.
Goodness gracious.
And air from the top and air whips down below because everybody drops to the ground. So we're going to get them high. We're going to get them low.
It's a barrage. They're getting hit from every angle.
Yes.
They're getting rectal scares and frontal and everything else. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to bring in some paddles just in case we have to yell clear. And
whatever you have to do, man. You get those scares.
But no, I mean, and after this, I don't know what I'm going to do with the drop panel. But, you know, it's every year bigger and better, just like everybody else. I mean, in all honesty, we don't do anything different than, you know, what a lot of other hunters do. It's just I film everything.
So next year, you're hoping to possibly be pro by next year, or are you like going to take it over the next couple of years or just see what happens? What?
2 years ago, I gave myself 3 years to get my first professional haunt. I wanted to have two of them in 10 years. Well, last year we had the awesome surprise of Phoenix. So, you know, that sets me back a little bit, but next year I would like to have a professional haunt. I will say this, that last year, we had an opportunity to have a professional attraction at the local stadium, and that fell through due to creative differences with our partner. However, I am in talks right now with a major haunter here in the Seattle area that is not just awesome. He's been doing this for years. So he's got the knowledge, he's got the know-how, he has an excellent, awesome haunt, and he's a nice guy. And he's true to the people that are around him. And that's really important. I try to surround myself with people that are good people. So
as you should.
Yes.
Surround yourself with winners, you know?
So in that aspect, losers. Chris, because.
All right. So anyway, to conclude this fascinating, riveting conversation, you can catch his videos.
I'm still videoing every single day. Some of the vlogs are consolidated with several days. I'm trying to keep them all under like 10 minutes now. I used to have 20-minute vlogs. We had you'll like this. We used to have a section on the blog called Cock, and we still do. We do cock every night, Chris.
Cock every night. Well, you know, yes. Hey, you know, whatever whatever your preferences are, you know.
Well,
I mean, who am I to judge? You know, I mean, if you know, as long as it keeps you happy, whatever.
It's commenting on comments. See, I knew that you'd go there, but COC is an acronym for commenting on comments. Just because
you could rip on assholes who rip on you, is it kind of thing.
No.
You know you're doing something right when you got a lot of haters. That's all I have to say.
Well, you can please everybody. Whatever that is.
None
expression.
Of the time, or you can please them.
None of the
very little.
Yeah.
Time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
But anyway, so we do cock because I like to bring people into the vlogs. It's not just me. Here I am. I'm doing a video. You guys are the audience. I like to bring them in, and it's kind of like one big family. I've got, you know, lots of regulars watching, and it's a really awesome experience.
If anybody wants to catch them, once again, go to
www.youtube.com/ Halloween Hellmouth. All right, Chris, it's been a pleasure as always, and I will tell you happy haunting. Thank you for having us on here, and to all of your minions out there, stay scary and happy haunting.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.